The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.
I want you to consistently ask, what are the steps? What are the strategies I have utilized before that have produced results? And what has this solved? Okay, like, Bernard, that's kind of complicated. No, it's not. Here's the truth. A Ferrari's engine, a Ford's engine, an Aston Martin's engine, were they all different, but they're all engines. And we don't know how the engine works to use the vehicle. The skill set we need is driving the car. Bro, I don't need to know about the engine to drive the car. And right. So many times we're trying to figure out how the engine works and wasting time in getting to our destination. I don't care how school run. I don't even care if they have enough money to survive. Give me my classes, give me my syllabus, give me my coursework so I can do the assignments, so I can get this MBA and move on. Bro, I ain't trying to help you do your job. You do your job. It ain't got nothing to do with me. But I'm going to be on my job, though. I'm going to use the vehicle to get to my destination. And so you have to ask, what are the steps? I got to enroll in school. I got to have school paid for. I got to buy school books. I got to have time to study. What are the steps? What are the strategies? Okay, how much does a top student study, a student that produces A's? Figure that out. Learn from them. Learn if I want to be a top student. What are the strategies? How many questions during the class does the top student ask? Are they meeting with the professor one-on-one? What's the strategies? And then you ask yourself, what strategies have I utilized before that have produced results? That's so important, because when you ask better questions, you get better answers. And if you ask, what strategies have I utilized before? That means you can trust it because it's produced for you before. And then what has this solved? Because if these steps and strategies has never solved anything in your toolkit, you like, bro, I don't know if this is going to work. So I'm going to go ahead and put that to the side. The way it looked like in the Bible, here's David, here's Goliath, and he says, I'm going to fight him. Nobody else was brave enough or had the courage enough to step out and fight Goliath, but everybody had tools for David. Here comes King Saul. Why don't you wear my armor? Why don't you put this on, my sword? Man, you will look good while you go die. Everybody had advice for something they had never done. And that's why you, like David, you have to be comfortable with saying, what are the steps? So you can hear, okay, sometimes they are giving quality feedback. Sometimes they're not. So you're asking steps for where you're going. What are the strategies that I have utilized before that have produced results? David's like, look, when I use this little slingshot, I killed a lion, I killed a bear. Okay. That's what's produced for me before. So let me go to what has produced for me before. What has this solved? I killed things. I killed the lion. I killed the bear. It has produced results. So chances are I could kill a Goliath because I know it has solved something before. And if you ask yourself, what are the steps? What are the strategies? And what has this solved? It allows you to shuck systems because life is constantly changing. But your steps, your strategies, and knowing what produces results and what has been solved before aligns you to what can be solved again. And that's how you have to think, because you are not building something that's easily duplicatable. So you keep asking people for assistance with something they've never done. And bro, they're gonna take your money and they're gonna misguide you as long as you're willing to pay. And I need to challenge you to stop with that mindset and always go internal and say, what are my steps? What are my strategies? And what has those steps and strategies solved? And then just apply it to what you're working on. Like you're applying a framework of calendaring and planning around your jobs. You've done that before. You know it has worked for you before. Just commit to it as you do two jobs. And you have to have that mindset with everything, because again, You are building something that those around you have never seen and have no experience with.
Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Leave a comment with two things you learned and one challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.